The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
It's Monday afternoon on this show, and like every other day, we play more music than anyone else between 6 and 7. But in this hour, we are chatting about sandwiches. Because apparently, they've done studies, and there are certain things about the way that you eat your sandwich that heeltemal meer van jou kan vertel. Like, it says a lot about you, how you eat your sandwich.
Okay, but now the thing that I want to know, right, is like, outside of just how you eat your sandwich, because I think that, I don't know whether it's a South Africa thing or it's just a me thing, but I think we've got it so good and we shouldn't complain, because in my household, we don't eat the crust.
Excuse me?
Well, unless we give it to Lamo. But we don't eat the crust. We kind of like, you know when you've got the sliced bread?
Yeah.
You always just open the packet and then you just like file through like the yellow pages. And then you pick up and you pick up the ones in the middle and then you kind of close it. It's almost like we're pretending like we're like protecting the bread, but we're not. We're actually just running away from eating the crust.
Exactly.
And then at the end, there's like two crusts left. And then we're like, what do we do? Luckily, we've got a dog.
Let your fingers do the walking away from the crust of
away
the
from
bread.
The crusty bread,
yes. No, that's crazy. My kinders eet die korsie, because ons het nooit 'n ding gemaak daarvan dat die korsie nie lekker is nie.
Okay.
So, hulle eet die korsie van die brood, ek eet die korsie. Dit is nou nie my eerste preference nie, maar as die korsie daar is, gaan ek dit eet.
I think we kind of even avoided so much so that it would be like, if there's a packet like that's almost finished, you have to like sort of wait for the next person to kind of like, because otherwise then you end up with two crusts, or the last one and the first or the new one.
Who is getting the crust responsibility? Yeah, so in about 10 minutes, we're going to be chatting about what exactly your sandwich preference and how you like to have your sandwich cut says about you. I don't know what not eating the crust says about a person, but I guess you're just boiling, Joe. That's what it says.
It's trauma.
Joe's got money. Train with Job to Jupiter is up next. We are talking bread and sandwiches and things, and then Joe made it very clear that he is just out here on another tax bracket level to the rest of us because he doesn't eat his korsie. Michael sent us this.
The next person.
Hi, Jacaranda. Ek luister nou op die radio van die korsie nie eet nie. Ek het altyd groot geword want niemand die korsie eet nie en ek het altyd die korsie geëet. Die korsie is die lekkerste stuk van die broodjie, van 'n brood. Dis altyd, was nog altyd.
Michael is all about the korsie. Trevor also said the crust is the best part of the bread, guys. So the reason that we're chatting about bread, Wayne, our producer, nodding feverishly because the crust is the best part of the bread. The reason that we're having this chat is because sandwiches and how you eat and cut your sandwiches, especially, can tell people a lot about you. So I want to know, on the WhatsApp line, how do you cut your sandwiches? 0848500942. Maybe I can tell you exactly who you are as a person, even though I've never met you, just from knowing how your sandwiches are cut. That's coming up next. We're chatting sandwiches because apparently how you cut your sandwich can say a lot about you. Joe was actually sharing that he doesn't eat the crust. Lots of other people saying no, they definitely eat the crust. Rensha, sê hierdie.
Hallo julle. Hallo, ek weet nie wat dit van my gaan sê nie, maar ek eet my broodjie in enige manier. Partykeer sny ek hom van hoek tot hoek, partykeer sny ek hom van bo na onder, ander keer van links na regs, partykeer in driehoekies, partykeer in vierkantjies, partykeer sny ek hom glad nie, dan eet ek hom net so. So ek weet nie of dit dalk beteken ek is insane of something nie, maar ja, ek eet hom anyways. Dit maak nie saak, daar's nie vir my 'n spesifieke manier nie. Maar my dogtertjie van 7 soek nie die korsies op haar broodjie nie. Maar dan soek sy dit as skinny fries langs die broodjie. So sy eet hom nog steeds, maar hy moet dit nie aan die broodjie vas wees nie.
Okay, I get the skinny fries. So sukker strips, and then maybe she's going to put it in a little bit of that spreadable cheese.
Yeah.
Or, okay, I get that. I love it. Sharon says, I cut diagonally in half. My husband cuts into four triangles. Jeremy says, I have two ways of cutting my sammies. Most of the time, triangles. When I'm hungry, I don't cut it. Thanks for the show. Thanks for listening, Jeremy. Yuan says, The best is to cut from corner to corner to have the perfect triangle. Okay. Hy luister van Magaliesburg. Dankie dat jy luister, Jan. And then Stefan just sent us a photo of the most chaotic bread scene I've ever seen. So dit is like, ek kan nie sien hoe hy dit gesny het nie, maar mens kan net sien hoe hy so rondom die korsie gehap het. And then it's just the leftovers of the bread.
Oh, like the middle part, the good part of the
like
bread.
Yeah, so like the soft part of the bread, and then, but I can't see in which shape this bread has been cut. It looks absolutely chaotic. So ek weet nie wat dit van jou sê nie, Stefan. Ek weet nie wat dit van jou sê nie. Maar ek gaan jou net na die nuus hooftrekke. Vertel wat dit van jou sê, van hoe jy jou broodjie sny, wat dit van jou sê in terme van jou persoonlikheid. So that's coming up just after the news. We are very excited whenever we get to talk about food, and we're talking sandwiches today, and I am going to psychoanalyze you with absolutely no psychological background whatsoever. This is from an article I saw on the internet. How does how you cut your bread influence your personality? Wat sê dit van jou as jy jou broodjie in 'n driehoekie sny of in squares, or if you just make a circle in the middle and punch a hole through the bread and that's what you eat? Who knows? So we've had lots and lots and lots of people are very particular about how they cut their bread, hey?
Yeah.
Ruan said, goeienaand, van een hoek na die ander hoek is die enigste en die regte manier. Daar is iets fout met jou as jy nie jou broodjie in 'n driehoekie sny nie. He's very, very, very adamant about that. Then Jules said this.
Hey, Ross and G, how's it going? Yeah, listening to your conversation about how you slice the bread. Well, I used to, but these days I find it easier and far faster just to, I make my sandwiches as a single slice and I just fold it over instead of having to cut it and all the rest of it.
Okay, so like a fold over. Moira's listening to us from Spain. She says she cuts it from corner to corner, then she takes a big bite from the middle and she does leave her crust on. Velma sê, solang die brood net met 'n skerp mes gesny is en nie geskeer is nie. Because obviously, it can't be torn because it's not like you're going to chew it and just eat it, even if it's torn or not. Dankie, Velma. I like a triangle. I don't mind a square or a half. So I think there's maybe that says something about me. So here is your psychoanalysis. How do you cut your sandwiches? And I also heard a term today that I've never heard before.
Mm-hmm.
Begrafnisbroekie.
What?
A begrafnisbroekie apparently is when you cut it in a triangle.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Well, look, that's the thing. I knew exactly what you're talking about.
Yes. So Brendan says, snij om soos 'n begrafnisbroekie. So if you are the begrafnisbroekie person, practicality, you like to cut your sandwich diagonally, so you're quite pragmatic. You like to have a little fun, hence why you don't cut your sandwich down the middle. But at the same time, cutting the sandwich is effective, no spillage.
Okay.
If you cut it in half, just like everything else in your life, you want your sandwich to be perfect and precise. Cutting your sandwich in half gets the job done efficiently, effectively, and still keeps the sandwich orderly and intact. Then if you don't cut it at all, you're a very laid-back, relaxed person and you know how to let go. You won't be bothered with cutting your sandwich because, you know, there's bigger things in the world to worry about.
Okay, so for me, I'm just one of those people who just like to be different for the sake of being different. Mm-hmm. So I cut it like in the middle, like, you know, from side to side, but then I don't make the line straight. So it's kind of like, you know, just...
No.
It's not rectangles. It's like a weird, you know, I don't even know what to call the shape, but it's like one side is shorter than the other, but it's cut that way.
No, that is chaotic. I never want to see you again. Please. No, Joe.
It's in between. So it's basically in between corner to corner and like halfway.
It's not.
What do you think that says about me?
It's chaos. It says that you are an agent of chaos and we can no longer speak.